Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We're the show that frees America, one enslaved mind at a time. I'm going to ask you to share this with 10 other people, take 10 other people to the polls. We've got to get active right now. Now, this is going to be a short, sweet piece, and we're just going to pose one question, and I'm going to tell you why I believe that what I'm asking could happen tomorrow. We are brought to you by a great, great product. You've heard me talk a lot about Magic Dicol products. They are terrific. There are three of them. Nanosoma liquid, this is what brought me back from death's doorstep, and I'm able to do the things physically in terms of lung capacity and so forth. I've been able to do it in a long time. And it's because, listen, you know what my oxygen ranking was when I was sick and early March, late February. I was at 33% of normal. This brought me back. I went off everything else. Okay, you can go here to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges to read the description. There's some before and after pictures. Look at this. You know, I go out, I get to shoot baskets, I get to play a little bit, I get to push the sled, I get to do squats, leg press, deadlift. It's pretty hard on the knees. I used to not be able to do those things until I started taking this and put it on my knee, the Metasomer gel. And I think the reason it works, and I know it just boosts your immune system like crazy, but I think because it has an effect on these kinds of stem cells right there, that I'm just seeing amazing progress. And then finally, natural skin cream. Now, I'm going to be honest. In honest disclosure, I'm not using this. Maybe I should. You know, I know I'm getting a little, you know, how you get when you get older, but this erases fine lines and really diminishes wrinkles. I've got friends in the business that use this and they swear by it and they look great for their age. I might. Male ego, hard thing to ditch, but I might. These three are reasons why. You need to go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. There are specials available. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Tomorrow, it'll be 1 year since the Hamas attack in Israel killed 1,200 civilians, a couple hundred taken hostage. Some of those have been brutally murdered, including an American. And I had on Sheriff Mack, gosh, probably about 6 weeks ago. And Richard said, Dave, a lot of my intel sources are telling me October 7th, the rollout of mass terrorism in America. I've been saying Tet Offensive, meaning there's going to be a surprise attack all coordinated with these terrorists that we've let in by the hundreds of thousands. And I've been saying it's coming. So let me lay it out. And I don't want to spread the fear, but do we not want to have preparation in our thinking? Malls, schools, athletic events. And it may not happen tomorrow. Richard and I talked about the fact that, you know, if you say a date, doesn't happen. You look stupid, then you let your guard down, then boom, you get hit in the face. I think there's a lot of wisdom in him saying that, but we're looking at could a mass attack, a Tet Offensive for America, could it take place tomorrow? It could. They love anniversary dates. They love to send messages. I think it could. And this administration desperately needs to show it's in charge after how they've screwed up North Carolina. How the illegal alien situation's biting them in the butt. I listen, do I think Mayorkas could be complicit? Yeah, I do. So be on your guard tomorrow. I'm not predicting it, but I wouldn't be surprised. That's it for the Common Sense Show. We'll see you back here next time.